Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us. Yeah, it is the fall pledge drive. Believe it or not, we're more than halfway through it. But I do want to talk to you about some other stuff. And before I get into any of that, I want to pray for you. Father Rocky and I were just talking. He was in the studio here with me. And he says, you know, one of the beautiful things we get to do every day is pray. He says, think about how many times the word Jesus is mentioned, across our network. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thought if you think about it. At that name, every knee will bend, right? Every head will bow. I want to pray for your needs right now. You might be in your car. You might be running an errand. You might be at work. You might be really frustrated. You're probably having a bad day. Maybe the kids are driving you crazy. I don't know what your struggle or cross is today. But let's pray that God will show his mercy to you. And let's pray for Relevant. I want to pray for the donors and supporters. I want to pray for the need that we have here. We're always so grateful for your support. I just ask that God will return whatever generosity you're able to show us to you in multiple. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. I'm about to do the whole chaplet. I should be praying the Memorare. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. I'm going to pray the Memorare now, too. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided, inspired. By this confidence I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. I want to share with you a story. If you're just joining me, by the way, I'll bring you up to speed really very, very quickly on a very special premium. You know, back years ago, before I ever got into talk radio, before I really knew nothing about Divine Mercy. I got a phone call because I was a documentarian at the time, and I had just produced an award-winning documentary. And this group of priests, the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, saw it. And the future vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina, actually, he was the vice postulator, said, we need a documentary done on the life of St. Faustina and on Divine Mercy. And they reached out to me. I knew nothing about Divine Mercy. I never heard of it. I never knew anything about it. In fact, St. Faustina was only venerable. Her beatification was yet to come. And they sent me a box full of books and diaries and materials, and I immersed myself into Divine Mercy. And it transformed my life. It transformed my spirituality. I would go on to produce a documentary on it. And as you know, I write a book on Divine Mercy this past year, introducing hopefully other people to it. I had the great opportunity to meet a woman named Maureen Digan. And I want to share her story with you, because what we're giving to you today, and I only have 54 minutes left to give this to you. When these 54 minutes evaporate, I cannot make this available to you anymore, as I'll be off the air. We have very limited quantities. From Poland itself, from the tomb of St. Faustina, from the nuns of St. Faustina, handmade by them, is a one-decade rosary that has come back. It has an image of St. Faustina on it. On the backside of it is a third-class relic. There's a crucifix. I'm holding in my hand a beautiful pair of these. I don't know what all the colors are. By God's providence, I have cobalt blue in my hand. I love it. And they're weighty and they're beautiful. And they're yours. We're asking today for a dollar a day pledge or some other premiums you'll get with that. It is tax deductible, and you will help us stay on the air if you make that pledge. This is a sacramental. Satan hates it. He doesn't want you to have it. Keep it on your person. Give it to somebody you love, somebody you know, somebody that's dying. And ask St. Faustina to really help them, especially if they're weak in trust or weak in faith, okay? And pray it. Give it to your kids. Give it to family members for Christmas. This is just a wonderful premium. You could do that by calling 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. Maureen Digan went to the very tomb of St. Faustina. You know what I'm saying? This is what led to her beatification. This was this nun, and St. Faustina was a young Polish girl who felt this calling to religious life. And she had mystical experiences with God and eventually entered religious life. And it was there, if you're not familiar with her story, Jesus began to appear to her. The same Jesus that appeared to the apostles on the road to Emmaus. The same Jesus that appeared in the upper room. He appeared to St. Faustina. and gave her this beautiful prayer known as the Chaplet and the Image of Divine Mercy, and he told her to be the secretary of his mercy to prepare the world for his return. This is the devotion for our time. This was in the 1930s, right, that this happened. So she dies. The message of divine mercy gets banned for a short period of time, and a future pope, a cardinal by the name of Karol Wojtyła, the future John Paul II, would look into the apparitions, find out that there was an error in the translation. The ban would be lifted, and it would become the fastest grassroots movement in the history of the church. It has changed lives. It has robbed souls from Satan. And this is something I want to tell you about. Maureen, who was 15 years of age, it was a very active, normal teenager, but she was struck down by a very progressive terminal disease called lymphedema. If you're not familiar with it, it's a very serious cancer. It causes massive swelling of her legs, and it's a very painful disease. It's caused by the blockage, you know, a blockage which prevents fluid from draining. And as fluid builds up, the swelling continues. No cure for it. Can't be controlled. Well, it can be, but, you know, it's, as I said, it's progressive. It was horrible. No medication that causes it to go into remission. And Maureen's only 15, so for 10 years she suffers with this. She had about 50 operations, and she had all these confinements in the hospital, sometimes up to a year, right? Young 15-year-old girl, 16, 17, all the way up to 25. So friends suggested that she put her trust in God, but Maureen couldn't understand why God, if he was good and merciful and kind, would allow her to suffer like this, right? What kind of God would give her a disease like this? So the doctors decided, because her condition was getting worse, it was deteriorating, that they had to amputate her leg. Now, I can't imagine what a 15 or 16 or 18 or 20 or 25-year-old girl went through thinking about her leg being cut off. So they took one leg, and the problem continued. Got so bad that they set the date for the second operation on the other leg. And one evening, she had been married. Her husband saw a film on Divine Mercy. And after seeing it, he was convinced that God could heal her. And he went to Father Seraphim Mikulenko, who took them both to Poland. They arrived there on March 23rd, 1981, and 2 days before John Paul would consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart. She went to confession for the first time since she was a young girl. It had been over a decade. And she goes to the tomb of St. Faustina. And I love what she said. I mean, she was angry. She said, this was her prayer. And I think the prayer from the heart is the most genuine of all prayers. She just said this to St. Faustina. Okay, Faustina, I came a long way. Now do something. Now, you might think that's rude. It probably is, right? You might think it's inappropriate, and it might be. But she says, look, I traveled halfway around the world. Do something. And in her heart, she said to me, she heard the voice of St. Faustina. Faustina spoke to her. She says, if you ask for my help, I'll give it to you. So Maureen thought she was having a nervous breakdown. And all of a sudden, the pain seemed to drain out of her body and her swollen leg, which was due to be amputated, it went back to its normal size. It just totally shrunk. When she returned to the United States, she was examined by 5 independent doctors who came to the same conclusion that this woman was somehow miraculously and completely healed. They had no medical explanation for the sudden healing. This is an incurable disease. It baffled the doctors. So they gathered all this evidence for the miracle. They examined it. Right? They went to the Sacred Congregation for the Cause of Saints. Having passed this test, it was examined now by a team of theologians, a team of cardinals and bishops, and it would be this cure that was accepted by the church that would elevate St. Faustina. She'd be beatified on April 18th, 1993. I was there that day that she was beatified. John Paul II would make her the first saint of the new millennium in April of 2000. At that very tomb where she was healed, this one decad chaplet, this one decad rosary, was laid on the tomb of St. Faustina, the very place that Maureen Digen received her cure. It also has a third-class relic. I want you to have this today. They're limited. They were made by these nuns. It's going to be a first-come, first-serve opportunity for you. I'm going to give you a telephone number. I want you to take advantage of it now. because I know how quickly they're going to go. This will not be offered tomorrow or any other time. Handmade by the nuns, brought personally back from Poland. They're limited in quantity. If you have somebody who's sick, give it to them. If you're struggling with your own faith, your own prayer life, pray. Ask St. Faustina to intercede. Here's the number. It's 877-291-0123. I only have 47 minutes left now. That's it. So you've got to get in now. Or you can go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. That's another way to give. But this is a gift to you from Relevant Radio. Now, we are asking $1 a day pledge. That's about $30 a month. And it's a big ask. And I know it might be hard. If you can't do it, then you can give in any dollar amount just to help us with our mission because we need you. But if you can come in at $1 a day, I'll tell you what, you're going to bless the world with the message of divine mercy because we pray it every day and we promote it. You're going to bless others who you give this to. Make it a Christmas present. Give it to somebody who's in hospice or in the hospital right now. It is a small one deca chapel to fit perfectly in your pocket or your pocketbook. And I'm telling you, It's a beautiful premium. I'm not just saying it. I mean it. I'm going to make a pledge because I want to keep this one that I have in my hand. I already prayed one chaplet on this decade here. Yours, but again, first come, first serve. And I don't mean to say that in a way to make the phone call. When they're gone, they're gone. They were made by nuns. Okay, we only had so many shipped over. It's all they could make. And it's such a great premium. I love it. 877-291-0123. We'll talk more about it. I'll share a little bit more right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
A big thank you going out to everyone who joined the family last hour. What a huge hour we had. Over $100,000, Drew. We raised over $100,000 last hour. That was something else. And those premium items are moving quickly. You've heard Drew talk about the unique St. Faustina Rosary that was handmade by the sisters in Poland. Well, they're going quickly. We had over 200 taken in the first hour of your show, Drew. And then we had 280 last hour. What do you say we go for 300 of those rosaries this hour? You think we can do it?
I would love it. We've got 44 minutes, Mike. We can do it.
I'm up for it. Why not? Let's keep going. The folks in our command center will let us know how quickly they're moving, but we're sending them literally all over the world. We had someone from Denver, Colorado just call in and make a $1 a day pledge. 877-291-0123. Catherine in Lino Lakes, Minnesota is going to be getting one of these rosaries herself. We're sending one to Italy, and we're sending one to Malaysia. We had someone in Malaysia make a request for that. $1 a day is all it takes, and it's only available today. And again, remember, these rosaries were handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Poland. They were each placed on the altar of the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of the Merciful Jesus, and we want them in your home. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. What a day, Drew.
877-291-0123. This is one of my favorite premiums, Mike. There's lots of these different premiums that we have. But yeah. I love Divine Mercy so much. It has transformed my life. It has saved the life of my daughter. It has restored my nephew who is in a car accident. I've seen people converted as a result of it. It's a gift for our time. It holds back the hand of God's justice. It robs souls from the grips of Satan at that final hour. And to have a personally handmade one decade rosary by the nuns of St. Faustina, by Sister Faustina's congregation there. And they took this, and I know they pray the chaplet every day. I'm there. I was with them. They prayed right before the tomb of St. Faustina. If you've ever had a chance to go there, it was one of the most anointed places I have prayed. These were laid on the tomb of St. Faustina. There's a third-class relic, and then they were sent to us here for you. But they are limited in quantity. As Mike pointed out, they are going quickly. You have 42 minutes to get in, okay? This is the time to do this. Make that $1 a day pledge. It's a tax deduction. You will be blessed for it. Call right now, 877-291-0123, or go online and make that pledge. Michael?
If you were one of the thousands who took advantage of the free book from Drew Mariani, Divine Mercy by Drew Mariani, this would be a great companion piece to the book. Call now, 877-291-0123, and join the family.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, Visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
And now down to 41 minutes. Let me say this to you, too. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your financial support as well. Relevant Radio is listener-supported Catholic talk radio, and we depend on your largesse, your generosity, your mercy to stay on the air. And when you support Relevant Radio, whether you can come in at $1 a day or whether you just make a $10 pledge, it doesn't matter. It all keeps us proclaiming God's mercy. And I'll tell you what, the country needs it more than ever. I've never seen more division ever in my lifetime. I've never seen more rejection of God ever in my lifetime. And I know every era has its evil, has its has its problems. Every epoch has its, has its evil. But I think that we live in a special time. I think that's why God sent the Blessed Mother to Fatima. He sent her to every habitable continent. That's why we're having a proliferation of apparitions right now. In every habitable continent of the world, the Mother of God's been reported to appear in the past few decades. Why? Because I think we are really in a dangerous place. I think we strayed from the path of God, and I think there are consequences for that. That's why when St. Faustina was given this beautiful prayer, the chaplet, she saw an angel of wrath going to destroy a city because there was a terrible sin. The sin of abortion was taking place there. She implored God. She begged God, please, don't let this happen. She pleaded the angel. Nothing happened. Then she was drawn up before the Blessed Trinity, and she had this experience before the throne of God where she heard those words in her heart, for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world, right? Have mercy on us, Lord. And that, for some reason, moved the heart of God. She offered him the passion of his son, and it held back the hand of God. Relevant Radio professes, they proclaim, they preach this message of God's mercy. And every day, we are on the air praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 Central Time, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific Time, every day. And we're letting people know that God is love, that he is mercy itself. And he told St. Faustina, this great recipient of this message, he told her that no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the depths of his mercy, not through all eternity. It is the great mystery of the afterlife. It's the great mystery of God. And Relevant Radio is proclaiming, because Satan hates this. He hates, I'll tell you one thing that's absolutely true. He hates you. He hates me. But he really hates Relevant Radio. And he really hates God's mercy. And he hates the promotion of God's mercy, because this robs him of souls. It robs him of souls. The Lord asked us to pray this for the sick and the dying. That's why he gave us this prayer. St. Faustina is the first saint of the millennium for a reason. And look, I have about 38 minutes left here with you. I'd love to see 500 generous people right now. 500 right now. Say, I want mercy proclaimed. I want to rob Satan of souls. Your child, Satan hates. He wants your child's soul. He wants your spouse's soul. He wants your soul. Help Relevant Radio proclaim this truth of God's mercy. Help us to bring the truth of Jesus Christ to the culture. Pick up the phone now. Make that pledge. Make a financial sacrifice. Do it right now, okay? Do it so that we can continue to be on the air. There's nothing more important. I mean, you might pay your cable bill. You might, invest in all sorts of things. I think the best investment ever in your eternity and in the salvation of souls is what you're about to do when you call 877-291-0123. If you call in and you're able to come in at the dollar a day level, we have a one decade rosary. I'm holding in my hand this beautiful rosary. It won't get tangled. As a man, I carry it in my pocket. It has an image of St. Faustina on it, beautiful picture of her, and on the backside of it is a third-class relic. These were handmade by Sister Faustina's congregation. They pray this chaplet in the very place where her remains are. There's a beautiful little area there. And then these were laid on top of the tomb, the remains of St. Faustina. So you have a third-class relic. There's a beautiful crucifix on this. I love this. I'm going to keep it on my person. And I want you to have it. Christmas is coming up. And you're thinking, what am I going to give my kids? They have everything. Or what can I give to my parish priest? What can I give to the DRE director? What can I give to somebody who's maybe sick and homebound? Maybe somebody that's in the hospital? I think this is such a great gift. Because it's small, doesn't take up a lot of real estate. It's well made. It's beautiful. It comes from one of the most anointed places on earth. I mean, I prayed at Calvary. I mean, there's no place more powerful than that. But I'll tell you what, I felt God's presence and his spirit. He has a love for Poland, and he has a love for St. Faustina, and there's an attachment. I'm telling you. Call right now while you can. Down to 36 minutes. Time is running out. This is the only day. This will not be offered another day. Call 877-291-0123. Get in now while you can. Don't wait. Make the sacrifice. Make the financial commitment to it. Say, Lord, I'm making this financial sacrifice because I love you. I'm making this financial sacrifice for all the times I have sinned and I put you on a cross. I'm making this financial sacrifice in reparation for the offenses of the world against your most sacred and beloved heart. I'm making this financial sacrifice for my son and daughter who are not living the way that they should. I'm making this sacrifice, Lord, because I love you. Call right now. You can get in. It's not too late. There's a line open at 877-291-0123. You can also make the pledge online at relevantradio.com. Okay, or use the mobile app. Limited quantities. When these are gone, they're gone. They were handmade by some nuns. And I know the girl. Her name was Agnes. Agnesia is her name. I spent some time with her when I was in Poland. Drives 2 hours. Requests that the nuns make this. And you know they pray when they make these beautiful little chaplets. These are yours. You can get it. You can give it to somebody else. But when they're gone, they're gone. I know they're going fast. 877-291-0123. And one final note on this, and Mike Kendall's going to be joining me here in a minute. These are sacramentals. And I want to talk about, not only do you have a third-class relic, but it is also a sacramental. Sacramentals are really beautiful gifts of the church. Exorcism is a sacramental. You know, and it takes place when the church asks publicly and authoritatively in the name of Jesus that a person or an object, this object, be protected against the power of the evil one and withdrawn from his dominion. Our Lady, in many of these apparitions I speak of, she came and she says, you know, keep your rosary upon you. Keep it in your hand. My rosary is always breaking. It's always getting tangled in my car keys or whatever. This is a one-decade rosary. It's not 10. It's not 5 decades. It's one. And it'll go in your purse. It'll go in your pocketbook. It'll go in that little cup holder in the car. It'll be next to the bed. It'll be in the hand of that person that you love. We're down now to about 33 minutes, 34 minutes. Now's the time to call, okay? 877-291-0123. I love it. I'm telling you, it's a great premium. It's one of my favorites this year. It really is. Online at relevantradio.com, or you can use your mobile app. All right? Lots of ways to give. If you give online, by the way, you'll get a special MP3 that was done by Father Simon on St. Nicholas. It gets emailed to you immediately. You'll get it today. Also, leave us your prayer intentions, as we want to pray the chaplet for you as well. I'll be right back.
Just following up from our conversation during our last break, Drew, I got some more information about our last hour. Did you realize, Drew, last hour was a record-breaking hour for Wednesday? That's right. We broke another record here. So I have a feeling, I have a really good feeling about this hour. The phone lines are lit up. You know when you make popcorn and the oil starts to boil and the popcorn, those kernels are ready to pop? I have a feeling this is going to be one of those hours, Drew. I don't know. Something's telling me. We wanted to see if we could get 300 of these unique premiums out the door before the end of the hour. We only need 180 more people to step up right now at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. 33 minutes left to go, Drew. But this is probably the most unique item we offer all year. I think it's safe to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. You know, sometimes I said to Father Rocky, I mean, we've offered medals that have been some holy places. So I know it's a sacrifice for someone to give a dollar a day or $365. Not everybody has that means. And I wish everybody could have it, you know, but we have to stay on the air. It's one of the great incentives that we have here. It's our way of giving back, and sometimes we're limited. But this, I don't have any qualm about saying, make that sacrifice. I think this is one of the best premiums we have given away all year. I love this. It was made by the nuns. It was made by their hands. They prayed as they put these together. They prayed the chaplet together. They sing this beautiful chaplet in the chapel there where the Sister Faustina's tomb is. And I've prayed before. It's where Maureen Digen had that miraculous cure. These were laid on the tomb of the first saint of the new millennium, the secretary of God's mercy. I mean, this is such a great gift. You have a third-class relic here. We have down to 32 minutes now, 31 minutes. It's not too late to get in. You can get yours. Use it as a gift this Christmas for somebody you love. Maybe give it to the priest. Give it to somebody who really is struggling with their faith or struggling with anxiety. And they can just pray over and over again on this one decked rosary. Jesus, I trust in you. But call now, 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I don't know what all the colors are. I've got cobalt blue in my hand, and I love it. It's beautiful, Mike.
You can take a look at the image right there at relevantradio.com. And because the phone lines are really, really burning right now, I suggest you make that pledge online. You have 31 minutes to do it, and this is the quickest way to make a pledge. Just go to relevantradio.com, or if you have your mobile app, you can do that as well. But again, if you have Drew's book, Divine Mercy, on your bookshelf at home, you really need this one-decade rosary. You really need it. Come on, it's just $1 a day. That's all you have to part with, $1 a day, a single dollar every day of the year. One-time gift of $365, and it's yours. The number is 877-291-0123, or better yet, online at relevantradio.com.
Relevant Radio is supported by Ave Maria Mutual Funds. At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, financial goals are aligned with pro-life values. Their mutual fund decisions are based on investment fundamentals and are designed to preserve and grow wealth without violating moral beliefs. More information is available at 1-866-AVE-MARIA. That's 1-866-AVE-MARIA. Or at AveMariaFunds.com. That's AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwriting by.
Are you looking for peace? Longing for joy? Want to meet the giver of all goodness? God is calling the laity to bring Ignatian prayer into the suffering world. Work for the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order your free digital training and manual. Find true happiness and everlasting joy. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com
and click on the red button today.
It's free. Approved by the USCCB.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. Down to 27 minutes remaining. We are more than halfway through our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. And today we've got a special premium I was telling you about. I want to open the phones too. I'd love to hear from you. I only have a few minutes, but if you want to share your chaplet miracle, feel free to do that, all right? It's 888-914-9149. You might just be getting out of work or hopping in the car, running an errand, or driving the kids somewhere. Maybe you're just tuning me in. Let me tell you what's going on. I want to reset this for you so you know what's happening here. You know, every pledge drive, we give away certain premiums. Our way of saying thank you to you for your gift. And this pledge drive, when they showed me what they were giving away, I was really happy. I really was. I love Divine Mercy. Oh, yeah, I've produced a documentary on it. I've written a book on Divine Mercy. I've been deeply devoted to this prayer for a long time. And I turned to the intercession of Father Seraphim Michelanco, who's now the vice postulator for the canonization. And he was there for that great miracle I just shared with you of Maureen Digan, the woman who was miraculously healed at the tomb of St. Faustina. He was there with Father Ron Pytel. He helped to bring that miracle about that led to the canonization. I was with him at the beatification, Father Seraphim. And we prayed before the tomb. We were actually in Poland before they ever, you know, things are a little bit different in the new shrine. I was there when it was just a humble little convent. And I remember kneeling before the tomb of St. Faustina and praying. And I could feel her presence. I could. You could feel it. It's an anointed place. I think there's certain places around the world where the veil is just a little bit thinner, where heaven and earth, that veil separating the two realities is just a little bit thinner. I find that at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. You'll experience it at Calvary, places where Christ walked and healed and conquered death. But you'll also experience there in Poland at her convent before her tomb. Relevant Radio called the nuns, and they said, could you do us a favor? Could you send us some chaplets? He said, well, we'll have to make them for you. So these sisters of St. Faustina, as they were making these chaplets, were praying for anybody that would receive them. And when they were done putting these together, they laid them on the tomb of St. Faustina. It was there that the chaplet was invoked and prayed. And they were sent to us here. I have a pair that's beautiful. It's called Cobalt Blue in my hand. I've got an image of St. Faustina on the back. There's a third-class relic. There's a crucifix. And this is a beautiful and very powerful sacramental. And I want you to have it. There are limited quantities. I have about 25 minutes left for you to get it. So I just want to encourage you, you know, if you're looking for a perfect Christmas gift for somebody that has everything, you know, the priest, the colleague that you work with, you know, maybe it's the DRE director, the person that's teaching catechism, the RCIA class, you know, maybe it's your kids. Maybe they're away from the faith. Get this beautiful chaplet blessed. Tell them that they got a third-class relic, and then entrust them to God's mercy. I believe conversion is one of the great fruits of the chaplet. You know, it's one of the great, great fruits of the chaplet because the Lord made a lot of promises with this prayer. You know, he says, "What great graces I give to souls who pray this. You know, I'm pleased to grant them everything they ask. Through the chaplet, you'll obtain everything if it's compatible with my will." And look, I'll be direct with you. I believe that God wants your marriage. He wants sacramental marriages to stay together. He doesn't want them to end up in divorce. He wants a sacramental marriage. You pray this chaplet, you pray it with faith and trust. That's God's will. You'll see the grace flow. He wants those bound in addiction whose lives are being shredded. He wants them made whole. He wants them liberated and freed. God does not want your loved one addicted. He wants those away from the faith to return to be in the warm embrace of the church that he established. You pray with trust. You put your faith in God. And I guarantee you, the chaplet is the prayer for you. It's powerful. I've had so many answered prayers from the chaplet of divine mercy. It's ridiculous. Marriages that were doomed have been reconciled. Eye problems. There's been vision problems that have been restored. People praying for a child. Infertility. Healed. Multiple children today. I remember, and one of my favorites is a double organ transplant. Person called into the chapel as we were praying for it, and they left 4 days later no longer needing any transplants. The doctors had no explanation. Brain tumors, osteoporosis have disappeared. It's another one of my favorites. A woman was praying the chapel with me every day at 3 Central, and she was bent over her sink. And she said, she heard me talk about ask God for anything because he promised he'll give it to you if it's according to his will. And she asked that this hunch that she had, this deteriorating spine of hers, these bones, the osteoporosis that was devouring her, that it be healed. And she prayed and a warmth ran through her spine, she said. She stood erect, free from pain. She dropped to her knees and thanked God. She wrote back after seeing the doctor, she was miraculously cured. Legal problems, crushing financial problems. Nothing is impossible with God. Cancer can be vanquished. Women contemplating abortion can choose life. There is nothing that is too great for God to overcome. Trust me on that. And look, I put my trust in God. I put my trust in you. I believe that you believe, you love God, you believe in his promises, and you value relevant. I'm going to ask you right now if you could step forward and make a call and help support this ministry at 877-291-0123. If you know we're doing good work, if you know lives are being changed, if you know the world needs mercy, then call us right now and get this chaplet that was laid on the very tomb of St. Faustina from this place of great anointing and give it to those people that need it, those troubled marriages, those addicted, you know, those people dealing with cancer or infertility. Make it a gift to somebody and pray for them and ask God to take this sacramental and to free them from whatever it is that seems to be weighing them down. All right, here's how you get it. I'm going to give you the number real quick. I'm going to take a call or two here, too. 877-291-0123. That's how you get this chaplet. Now, I'm off the air in 20 minutes, and that's it. So this is your last opportunity to get it from me. Call right now. Time is ticking. It will not be offered tomorrow. This is one and done, handmade by the nuns. They prayed for you particularly, those who would receive this. It was laid on the tomb of St. Faustina, and this is our special gift. I think it's one of the best. You can go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, and that's a great way to give, too, because you'll get a special premium if you do that. You'll get an MP3 by Father Simon on St. Nicholas. But I'll tell you, I love this. We've given away a lot of different premiums. This is one of my favorites. It's absolutely one of my favorites. Down to 20 minutes. That's all the time we have left. It's a dollar a day pledge, and I know it's a lot, but God will bless you. God will give back. You'll build your eternal treasure. When we give, I was thinking about this earlier today. I really was. I think about how often I've given, and I think of how God's blessed me in my life. And I reflected on it. You know, I don't like to say, oh, you give X amount of dollars, you get that back. But God surprises you. God's blessings will come chasing you down. They'll come unexpectedly. They'll be with an answered prayer. that relationship you're looking for, the healing that you might be seeking. It might be that financial windfall. It might be that other blessing. When you give, you'll never be outdone in God's generosity, ever, ever. God loves to give. He's all giving. He's altruistic, and he wants us to be the same way. All right, now 19 minutes. 877-291-0123. That's all the time that we have left. Let me take a quick call. Who's calling in Danbury, Maggie? Who's on line one? Can you tell me? Seamus is listening to us there. Seamus, hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good afternoon. You had asked for any examples involving the image of divine mercy, a miracle of sorts.
Sure. Go ahead. I'd love to hear divine mercy miracles.
Yes. Sure. Briefly, going back to about 1990 or so, I was early in recovery from alcoholism, and I got beset out of the blue with an episode of depression. I went to my local parish priest, Monsignor Philip Murphy, over there in Pelham, New York, and he gave me an image of divine mercy prayer card, which I knew nothing about. And I said, well, you know, I was at the end of my rope. I took it home and casually looked at it that evening. And all of a sudden, it was like a miraculous, like a mini transfiguration, at least in my eyes, the card did. And I fell to my knees, and my depression at that point started to lift. I was climbing out of the hole finally, and that was a precipitous point for me. And ever since then, I've had a devotion to it, and I'd periodically come back to offer my gratitude for the graces.
Well, Seamus, first of all, thank you for sharing that, because I met a man when I was in Italy who had a miraculous, total, complete healing because of the image. It's all part of the package, right? It's all part of the divine mercy message. The Lord gave us the chaplet. He gave us the image, the hour of mercy, the feast of mercy, this novena. When I come back, I have to take a short break here. I will share that story. Seamus, I love it. Thank you for testifying. Thank you for that. St. Faustina said this. She said, look, I feel certain that my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but will begin. No doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus, because God is love and mercy. I'm telling you, this is the devotion for our day. Stay with me. You're going to love the story I'll share with you. And please do me a favor in these final moments. God is using this devotion in a powerful way. Take advantage of this one-decade rosary with a third-class relic of St. Faustina, the recipient of that message, the recipient of that image, the recipient of this prayer, and keep it. Pray for it. You know, keep it on your person, or give it to somebody that you think can use it, all right? And help us at the same time. Your pledge keeps Relevant Radio on the air, and it keeps us proclaiming God's deep, rich, and abundant mercy. 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com or your mobile app. I'll be right back.
Your virtual parish. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Got a note from Sandra who said this is her recipe card from the kitchen of Relevant Radio. Recipe for peace of mind, heart, and soul. 1 cup of daily mass, 4.5 cups of Father Rocky and the Daily Rosary, 1 cup of Drew Mariani, 1 cup of Patrick Madrid, 1.5 cups of Father Simon Says, mixed with generous helping of other Relevant Radio hosts, oven temp 100%, time daily, serves all who listen. That's great.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Hard to believe the Join the Family pledge drive is more than half over. Wednesday is almost done. Maybe you're wrapping up a busy work day. Well, thanks for choosing Relevant Radio and spending some time with us this afternoon. On our unique premium day, The St. Faustina Divine Mercy Rosary is available today only. This one-decade rosary was handmade by the sisters at St. Faustina's Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow, Poland. And Drew, what I really like about this decade rosary, if you look at it online, it tells you that there's no confirmation of the actual color of the rosary beads you're going to get because the sisters utilize the supplies they have on hand when they make them. So you don't know what color you're going to get, but you'll know that that was intended for you because that rosary was literally handmade in Poland by one of those nuns just for you. Make that call now at 877-291-0123. Just 15 minutes left to go in this hour. And Drew, I don't believe my eyes. These phones are unbelievable. We've given away over 740 of these rosaries since you turned on your microphone at 2 o'clock this afternoon Central Time. Unbelievable.
Wow, I love your popcorn, Mike. I love the example you gave of popcorn. Love popcorn. You're right. The kernels are popping, right?
They are popping.
I love
Absolutely.
It. Let's keep them popping here. Hey, look, we only have about 14 minutes, with all seriousness. We're so grateful for you. I mean that. We love you. You're part of our family. Relevant Radio is it's here because of generous donors like you. That's why we're here, and we do care about you. We want to pray for you. We want to help educate you and inspire you and get you plugged into everything you need to know to navigate the great difficulties of life, the confusing times. You know, the Pope, I think it was Benedict XVI, who called it a diabolic disorientation. I mean, that's really where we are. Relevant Radio is casting light. We're casting love. We're casting goodness. That's what we're all about here. And we're in this together. I support the network. Mike supports the network. We all do this with our prayers and with our finances. And as a result of it, we're making this country and the world a better place. And I'm grateful for you. And I invite you to be part of it. If you've never, ever supported a ministry before, make this your day. You're down to 13 minutes. I only have a few minutes left to make this offer to you. Only a few. For this beautiful one-decade chaplet made by the nuns in Poland. Call now if you want it, though. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Mike?
Some radio networks have fans. We don't have fans. We have family. Family. Join the family now at 877-291-0123. You've been listening for years and you've never made that pledge. You know today's the day. You know we're speaking to your heart right now. Make that pledge. RelevantRadio.com. Take a look at the rosary. See if that's something you might like. You can afford it at just a dollar a day. Or call 877-291-0123.
Well, it's good to be with you today. Gosh, it's fun. Time goes so fast. I love hanging out with you. Another good tune. I like this jam with you. Listen to some music, talk, laugh, have something good to eat or drink with you. Wouldn't it be fun just hanging out? I love it. I get to do it every day for about 3 hours. I wish I had more time to be with you, but now how quickly it goes. I now only have about 12 minutes, but I'll be back in about 21 hours. In 12 minutes, and we could do it again. Now's your chance to get in, though, and I will make my last appeal to your generosity. Really hope you will do me a favor and go online or use your mobile app right now. You got about 12 minutes to do it. We have such a rare, beautiful gift, handmade rosary by the nuns in Warsaw, Poland. It's only a one-decade rosary. That's what's so cool about it. Fit in your pocket, be in the cup holder in the car next to the bedstand, you know, next to your bed on your nightstand. You can give it to somebody you love. It's a great Christmas present, and it's a sacramental. Satan hates these, and I keep one on me all the time. I have my scapular on right now. I have my rosary in my pocket. I've already prayed one chapel on this one-decade rosary I had here today, so I'm going to have to make a pledge before the end of this pledge drive to make sure I can keep this one here. But I hope you'll join me in that, okay? You know, I believe in divine mercy. I love divine mercy. It's part of my spirituality, a big part of it. The Lord told St. Faustina, he says, look, I demand... This is the word the Lord used. He says, I demand that people revere my mercy. And he said, you should distinguish yourself first by this confidence in my mercy. Another word for confidence is trust, right? And then this is what the Lord told Faustina for all of us. He says, I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You're to show mercy to your neighbors always and everywhere and never shrink from it. Never try to excuse yourself from it. Never absolve yourself from it. Do you find yourself saying, I really can't do it right now, or, you know, I've already given last time, or, you know, you make we all make excuses, right? This is, when you support Relevant Radio, when you donate right now, you are showing mercy to your neighbor. There's so many people who don't know God, who are away from the faith, who are going to hear Relevant Radio, and their lives are going to be changed. They're going to have misconceptions cleared. They're going to be drawn closer to God. They're going to return to the sacrament of reconciliation. Their marriages are going to be strengthened because of something they hear. They're going to be open to life. Don't shrink from it, the Lord says. Don't excuse yourself. Don't absolve yourself from it. You should show mercy always and everywhere to your neighbor. There's not a better time than right now. And the way you can do it is by calling 877-291-0123. Any pledge helps us. If you can come in at a dollar a day, we will send you this handmade chaplet, this one decade rosary, if you will. You can pray your chaplet on it or the rosary, made by the nuns of Sister Faustina, laid on her very tomb. You have a third-class relic here. You have an image of St. Faustina and a crucifix, and you will love this gift. I love it. So what does the Lord say? He says this. He says, look, I'm giving you three ways of exercising mercy towards your neighbor. The three ways you can do it. This is what Jesus said to St. Faustina. And this applies to us. First, you know, the first is by deed, right? So what kind of act of kindness or mercy can you give right now? Can you call and make a donation in any dollar amount? Can you call in at a dollar a day and help support the great mission of Relevant Radio and get this beautiful premium here? Also, we'll send you the book with Father Bishop Sheen, A Day with Bishop Sheen. You know, a year with Bishop Sheen is actually what it is. The second thing the Lord says, if you know, first by deed, the second is by word. We have to be kind. We've got to be charitable. We have to build others up, not tear them down. We have to unify, not divide. And then the third is by prayer, right? He says, the Lord told Faustina, in these degrees is contained the fullness of mercy. And it's an unquestionable proof of love of me. You want to show God you love him? Then do those deeds of mercy. Pray. Be kind and charitable with your words. You know? He says, by means of this, a soul glorifies and pays reverence to my mercy. The only thing we have when we draw our final breath, when you and I stand before God, when we leave this short journey we call life, and we stand on the doorstep, the threshold of eternity, the only thing that we are going to have is God's mercy to protect us. And anybody who spreads God's mercy, he promised he would protect like a mother her tender infant, that at the hour of death, he would be there as a merciful Savior, not as a just judge. I think when you support Relevant Radio, you are proclaiming God's mercy. You make sure that we are able to pray the chaplet every day, that we're able to bring the truth of the gospel to the world. That's what you do. This is your opportunity. You may have never thought of it that way before. This is your chance. You have 7 minutes. It's all less than 7 minutes to get in. I'm going to give you the number. Call right now and get that call in at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. If you feel that tug on your heart, if you feel the Holy Spirit convicting you, don't turn a deaf ear to it. Respond. Say, yes, Lord. And perform a deed of mercy. I would also suggest if you can do this right now, just go to the mobile app and make your donation there, or go online if you have a tablet or you have a computer, okay? Those are great ways of doing it because our phone lines are pretty busy right now. And a lot of people are saying, look, I want to take advantage of this offer before they run out because I may not get one of these beautiful deckers. I don't know how many are left. I know that within just a few hours I've been on, over 750 of these rosaries have gone. They've gone 750 of them. We're probably closing in, who knows, on 1,000. I don't know. I don't want you to miss out. I really don't. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. The last few minutes to get on board, okay? Here you go. RelevantRadio.com. Do that. That's perhaps the best way to get on board right now. RelevantRadio.com or the mobile app. If you want to try calling, it's 877-291-0123. Your donation, by the way, from a very temporal perspective, it's tax deductible. You can write it off in a couple months when you do your taxes, all right? Thanks for whatever you can do. If you can't give, then please pray.
This premium is so popular, Drew. We have people calling in a second time. They made a pledge earlier in the week, and they called in. They wanted to call in today. Elizabeth in Virginia, for example, said she called back today to make another pledge, She wants the St. Faustina Rosary and the Bishop Sheen book. So, well, she's going to get it. And she says that Relevant Radio is the best thing that has ever happened. She calls us America's Parish. Well, thank you, Elizabeth in Virginia. And Maria in Nevada calling back as well during our fall pledge drive and increasing her recurring pledge because she would like one of those one-decade rosaries. They're going fast, and time is running away from us. Timory and Kale will be teaming up in the next couple of hours, and it's very possible they will run out of these rosaries. So don't wait. Make your pledge now. And the best way to do it is to go online at relevantradio.com. I can't guarantee you may end up on hold briefly if you try to call because the lines are really burning up right now. So make that pledge online at relevantradio.com. You have time. You've got time. Just try to get that done in the next 5 minutes and you'll be fine. You'll be a part of the count this hour. Drew, it's crazy. It's just wonderful though.
Mike, it inspires me, and it really gives me a lot of joy, because, you know, I can't see who's calling, but we can see these phone lines lighting up right now, and we know a lot of people are going online to take advantage of the pledge, and I know you're not doing it just for the premium. You make that financial sacrifice because you believe in the mission. That's really what this is all about, right? That's what we're all about. We're about bringing Christ to the world through the media. It's through the radio, it's through the internet, it's through so many other ways, and you know how important that is. Divine Mercy, the Lord said, would be the balm, the B-A-L-M, the balm and the remedy for the ills of the world. And Relevant Radio every day is here proclaiming that. And I just want to say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your afternoon. Thank you for making those pledges. It's not too late to get in. I'm going to give you the number again because a line just opened up. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. And again, final chance right now while I'm on the air to make this offer to you to get this one-decade beautiful rosary made by the nuns of Sister Faustina laid on the tomb of Faustina with a third-class relic of St. Faustina, first saint of the new millennium. It's yours, but you got to get in now. Mike?
I'm just the image of those humble little nuns in Poland hand-making each one of these rosaries, and now we've given away almost 1,000 of them since you turned your microphone on at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But each one of those was just painstakingly made by those nuns, and it's just really a beautiful image when you think about that. From Poland to your living room, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online. The best way to give right now, while things are hot, you can donate online at relevantradio.com or on your mobile app. Heard a woman calling to Patrick Madrid's show yesterday. This is what Relevant Radio is all about. She started to cry. She was sharing the story of how she lost her son. Her son had passed away. And Patrick immediately stopped her and reminded her that God loves her son even more than she does. And he told her to trust God. And I guarantee you, Drew, that some of our listeners who were listening, because I know it was my reaction, and maybe if you heard it, you did as well, stopped in the middle of the day and took a break and offered up a quick prayer for that listener. That's what we do. That's what Relevant Radio hosts and producers and employees and listeners together. We're a family. We stopped and prayed for that woman yesterday. That's what happens every day here. We need your financial support to stay on the air coast to coast on 180 stations nationwide. Make that call right now at 877-291-0123. And if you make a dollar a day pledge, just a dollar a day to keep us on the air, we're going to send you a very, very unique thank you gift. And Drew, this is one that speaks to your heart.
Yeah, Mike, I love it. And I've said that for the past 3 hours. It's such a great premium, such a great gift. Thank you, Mike, for all you do behind the scenes here. Mike's our Executive Vice President of Programming. And if you listen to Relevant Radio, you know you got great programming. In fact, coming up, Kale will be here for the next hour, followed by Timory, and then, of course, the Rosary Across America. You can pray that with Father. I want to put a quick plug in for something, too, because we want to give back to you. One of the things you could do is give us the names of your departed loved ones. If you go to relevantradio.com/souls, and we'll pray for them every day over the next 9 days. We're going to pray the Rosary. We're going to pray the chaplet. We're going to have masses offered as well. So while you're at our website, be sure and check that out, okay? And on behalf of all my colleagues here today, and just want to say thank you. I want to thank you for your sacrifice. I know it's a big one. I'll be back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Stay tuned for Kale. The conversation continues. May God bless you. Have a great night, okay?